opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome to Superhuman Radio. It's open phone hour. How do you like that? I didn't have a first hour show planned today. And we have Sean Phillips. I mean, we're talking about bodybuilding nutrition industry royalty on the second hour. The subject matter of that show is called Estrogen Nation. Very outspoken guy, Sean, is. We're going to have a lot of fun with him on the show today. So the first hour, I'm driving into the studio. I'm thinking, you know, I'll just rerun an old show for the first hour. No harm done. I thought, you know, why do that? I have phone lines. I have listeners who listen live. Why not try to open the phone lines up and have people call in and just chit-chat? And you don't have to have a specific question. You don't have to sound hyper-intelligent. You can just call in, ask a question, make a comment about the show, anything that you care to do. The phone number is 502-690-2298. I'll repeat it. It's 502-690-2298. If you get a busy signal, keep trying because since I don't have the ability to screen calls right now, my producer doesn't have a phone bank in front of the production desk, so we're not able to screen incoming calls. I have to take them directly into the studio line, which also means this is uncensored. For those of you who think you want to prank me, this might be a good opportunity to do it. Anyway, and this is internet radio at its best. Okay, so we have a caller online. Go ahead, caller. Who are you?
David Wilson.
Hey, David, how you doing? Big supporter of the show, and always listening live. How you doing, David?
Doing really well, Carl.
So anyway, we have Sean Phillips on the show. From what I recall, you love the Phillips guys, huh?
Oh man, in the mid '90s, I had a period of time where I gotten pretty good shape after being really overweight, and was totally into Muscle Media 2000 back in the day, and would have given anything to go train with Bill and Sean. And I remember there was a guy wrote into the magazine, said, man, if there's any jobs at EAS, I would come and scrub the bathrooms. And I thought, man, what a great line. If they were still running the show, I'd come and do that now.
Yeah. EAS was really a brain trust, wasn't it? I mean, they really promoted some of this. A lot of the stuff that was promoted at EAS by Bill Phillips and then Dr. Scott Connolly also when they were at Metrex. Really reshaped the nutritional industry. But we have to also admit something else. Bill may have gotten some things wrong, and he's kind of recanted some of those things now, and especially as it relates to dairy. I think back in the day, I recall Ron Kozloff coming on the show, who keeps the Vince Gironda flame alive, as you know. And off the air, we were talking, and Ron said one of the most bitter moments in Vince's life was when, you know, Bill Phillips came out against milk protein and raw milk, especially, you know, unpasteurized milk. And Vince was promoting unpasteurized milk, unpasteurized cream, as a lot of the guys back then were, including Jack LaLanne. But Vince was the most vocal about it. If you trained at Vince's gym, there were certain rules that could get you kicked out of the gym. He was adamant about, you know, those people drinking raw milk and raw cream. And I guess Bill Phillips had come out against it. But it appears later on in life now he's embraced dairy proteins. So there's always time to change your opinion, obviously. But yeah, EAS was really a magic time, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. The fans of EAS and Muscle Media were pretty rabid fans. You know, we really felt like that was the the direction that bodybuilding was going, and it was really exciting.
Yeah, it was a very cool time. Now, how are you doing? We had you on the show. How long ago was that, David?
I believe it was early November.
Okay. You have made amazing strides in reshaping your life and your physique. At your heaviest, you were how much?
400.
And where are you now?
I am right at 285.
Wow. So you've already lost one person.
Yes.
Pretty close.
A medium-sized woman.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so now tell me, how is your progress? Have you hit a plateau?
I have hit a major plateau. My strength is climbing slowly but very steadily. I've been working with Phil Stevens and those strengthguild.com.
Right.
He's been doing some strength coaching with me and giving me some pointers. And my strength is slowly and slowly increasing, which anytime you're dieting, I figure if you can get strength gains at all, that's a good thing. But no, I have only lost about 10 pounds so far in 2011. So I'm really looking at grasping at straws, trying to find something to kind of break this plateau.
By the way, I just realized something. I told people on Facebook that if you get a busy signal to call back, but the reality is we have call waiting on this line, as you may have just heard. So while I'm on the phone with David, a caller is calling in and it's beeping. Please call back once David is off the air, and we'll get other calls on the line. So don't give up. You really need to look at a couple things, I think. First of all, it would really be helpful if you could get a DEXA scan to find out what your lean body mass is and to see if you're just repartitioning. You know, a lot of times for me, when I was making some of my greatest transformations, the scale didn't move very much. But the replacement of fat with muscle was happening. So it's not always about the scale. And really, hold on a second,
sure.
David. Hold on. Let's see if we could do this. I don't know if I'm a good enough producer to do this on one line, but hold on one second. Here, hold on. Studio. Hey, Peter, I've got David on the other line. Stay on. Stay on with us. Hold on one second. Okay. That was actually Dr. Peter Rouse. Let me put David back on the line. You still there, David?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I wasn't prepared. I didn't realize we had call waiting on this line until a couple seconds ago and when I heard it beep. But anyway, what I was going to say was, it would really be helpful if you could get a DEXA scan to find out if you're just repartitioning and the scale isn't changing because you're trading fat for muscle.
Well, my clothes aren't fitting any differently in several, a couple months now. So I don't know if that means anything or not.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is this. How long did it take you? When were you at your thinnest? What year? How old were you?
1997.
Okay. How old were you then?
I was 24 years old.
Okay. So 1997, fast forward, it took you over a decade to get to your peak weight, I take it.
Right at it, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, the body does not like change. It tries to maintain homeostasis, but it's always adjusting homeostasis based on where it is at a given time for a given length of time. So with that being said, your body has become accustomed. I like to use the term, your body has become accustomed to a certain amount of real estate. And now you're trying to tell it, no, you can live in a smaller space. So there's a lot of metabolic issues that occur, and you have to kind of just cope with them, I would say. Not give up. Keep doing what you're doing. But I really would love to see you get a DEXA scan. I think that would be really helpful because then at least we'd know if you're just trading muscle for fat. And that wouldn't be a bad thing if you end up coming out the other end 285 pounds like 3 years from now ripped.
That would be impressive at 5'6".
Well, yeah, I know. It would be, right? It would definitely take some drugs too, by the way. Okay, let's be honest about it. But nonetheless, I think that's another thing that you need to look into. So you're working with Phil Stevens. I know Phil Stevens. If it's the same Phil Stevens, I think it is. He's a very, very devoted power lifter, correct?
Oh, yeah. Phil is right around 800-pound deadlift now.
Yeah. He's a great guy, Phil. And, Phil's story is really amazing. Phil was in a terrible car accident. His hip was shattered. His leg was shattered. The fact that he squats what he squats is really an amazing thing. One of his legs actually, when he stands straight and, he thinks his feet are straight, one of his feet actually points out at like 2 o'clock. So Phil's a testament to not letting life get in the way and driving on to your mission. Anyway, David, you've been listening to Superhuman Radio for a long time now, huh?
Oh, yeah, and man, made some great, great listener friends. Some of you, the other listeners, have really been helpful. Guys like Carlos Cardenas and Dr. Rouse and Arnav Sarkar.
Yeah.
These are all guys, Professor Dr. Andro. All four of those guys have been really, really helpful in helping give me training ideas and diet ideas, and it's been really, really great. SHR just has a great listener family.
I was just going to say, we have an amazing community on the show. I was actually talking about this to Elisa just this morning. I said, you know, I'm going to start referring to our audience as superhuman, our superhuman audience, because, you know, I feel like as though there's so many people in our audience. I mean, the large majority of our audience is so intelligent. They're so strong. They are so devoted, so driven, you know, and much more than normal people. We are an audience of superhuman individuals, and we all have these attributes, the same attributes, that we drive hard and we work hard and we're dedicated to unlocking the secrets of proper nutrition for longevity, health, and strength. And it's an amazing community. I'm always amazed. My Facebook page is better than the average magazine today.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is.
I mean, there's just so much information going on over there. David, now, are you at work today?
I'm about to go to work just here in a few minutes.
Okay, and I appreciate you calling in. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thanks for listening to the show, David.
I appreciate it, Carl.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and for those of you who are still interested in calling in, please call in 502-690-2298. I have no show plan, so if you don't call in, I'm going to be talking to myself. It's going to get really boring, really fast. So please call in, 502-690-2298. Later in the show, we will have Sean Phillips. We're going to be discussing the topic of his concept of this estrogen nation. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at Orbit Nutrition. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone testosterone levels like illegal agents. But rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Open Phone Hour. I had no show planned. My executive producer is going to be mad at me for being unprepared. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to let the listeners save me. Save me. Call in 502-690-2298 so I don't get fired from my job for not having a first hour show prepared. Later in the show, we're going to have Sean Phillips. We have a caller. Caller, go ahead. Who's on the line?
It's Nick Googs.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, brother?
Good. How you doing?
Nick is not only a big fan of the show, but for a short period of time, he was acting as a salesperson to help me out for a while in his spare time. What's going on, Nick?
I had a couple questions for you. I guess my first one is in regards to Mike Mahler's magnesium oil.
Okay.
I have a grandmother. She's in her 90s, and she always complains about chronic knee pain. I was thinking of purchasing some of the oil for her, but I was wondering if you know anything about its safety for people that's like, you know, that are in her age bracket.
I really don't think there's any issues. In fact, I would prefer magnesium oil for older people because older people tend to have compromised renal systems. Their kidneys don't work as well. I remember when my dad was first diagnosed with congestive heart failure, the first thing I did for him was get him on the Dr. Sinatra protocol. And I went to his physician and I said, look, I want to give my dad, you know, CoQ10, acetyl-L-carnitine, 800 milligrams of magnesium a day. He went, wait a minute, 800? Yeah. He says, you know, your dad has kidney function issues.
Right.
And quite often these kidney function issues are not just a part of aging. It's part of polypharmacy. Most of the time these elderly people are on 4 or 5 meds already. And the system that purifies the liver and the kidneys are really bombarded day in and day out on these elderly people. So it's a combination of aging and the current pharmaceutical agenda that pushes their renal systems over the edge. And high levels of magnesium can tax the kidneys as well. So he
right.
said to me, you know, 800 milligrams a day of magnesium may be a challenge for your dad. Then elderly people generally don't have the gastric issues because generally elderly people tend to be more on the constipated side, so a little magnesium helps them.
Right.
But you have to watch your kidneys. If her kidneys are a challenge, I would say, to avoid oral magnesium. And really, a transdermal magnesium, in my opinion, is a better choice. Really, it is. I become a big believer in transdermal magnesium. I've done a lot of research into magnesium. Elisa has really brought me to this conclusion. There's a woman that's going to be on the show someday soon who is a magnesium expert, if you will. And she discussed once with us the difference between the magnesium sulfate in Epsom salt versus magnesium chloride, which can also be put in a mineral bath as well. Magnesium chloride enters the body and brings magnesium into the body. Magnesium sulfate pulls toxins out of the body. So if you can think of it as one pushing and one pulling. And with that being the case, magnesium oil is generally always magnesium chloride, as is the stuff that Mike has. And I would say to you that this is a better choice for your grandmother or any elderly person because it will not even come into play with the renal system, and it will bring their magnesium levels up to snuff really fast as well. The only challenge with magnesium, transdermal magnesium that I've found is when you first apply it, you can get a mild itching sensation at the skin, and some people feel that it's a nuisance. Mahler tells me that he puts it behind the knee. I don't know if he puts it behind the knee because there's a lot of veins behind the knee and it's thin skin, or because it's less likely to give you the itching feeling. But finding a place to put your magnesium oil that is less prone to being annoying if it's a little itchy is probably a bigger decision to make than whether or not to use magnesium oil. Really. It's great stuff. It really is.
Okay. Yeah, because the doctors, they want to replace both of her knees, and she's way too old for that. I mean, she already has low vitamin D, and it's it's like a hassle to get her to take another thing just because, you know, with the elderly people, you know, they used to look at the doctors like they were gods. And every time you make a recommendation, you know, they're afraid to take another thing because they think it's, you know, some kind of medicine.
You know, Nick, the research on glucosamine and chondroitin is pretty profound, showing that it does increase the thickness and density of chondrocytes. So assuming that she does have some cartilage left in the knees, but it's just kind of flattened out with age and dried out, glucosamine and chondroitin is a good choice. I know for a fact that Sean Medeer over at GLC Direct has a brand new form of glucosamine and chondroitin that has an enhanced delivery system that they are patenting. He sent me a bag of caps. It's not even in bottles yet. He sent me a bag, a plastic bag of caps, and I've been taking it.
Okay.
You should contact GLC Direct. You really should. And talk to Sean Medeer specifically and tell him that your grandmother is faced with, you know, the possibility of having knee replacement surgery, and that we talked on the show, and ask him when is he releasing the new formula? Because I believe that alone could help her dramatically. The other thing to look into, especially for people who are not athletic in nature, this works with athletic people too, but people who are not athletic tend to have a better results with this. You can go to an orthopod and get hyaluronic acid injections. They're called intra-articular injections. They inject about 3 cc's of hyaluronic acid directly into each knee once a week for 3 weeks. And the effects generally last 1 to 2 years. So basically what they do is, instead of waiting for the glucosamine and chondroitin to start working, which glucosamine and chondroitin are precursors, N-acetyl-D-glucosamine, one molecule of N-acetyl-D-glucosamine and one molecule of D-glucuronic acid produces one molecule of hyaluronic acid. The body has to take these things, break them down, and then reassemble them. So ultimately you want hyaluronic acid in the joint in order to lubricate and replenish the cartilage. You don't have to wait for the glucosamine and chondroitin to start working. You can kind of prime the pump, if you will. Have her go for intra-articular injections of hyaluronic acid followed with a very, very strict regimen of glucosamine and chondroitin. As a matter of fact, I'd start taking the glucosamine and chondroitin right away and then schedule a visit with her orthopod. Demand, if he says she's not a candidate, say, we don't care. We want to try it. Let her find out if she's not a candidate. I mean, the injections don't hurt. They don't compromise the joint. They don't do anything. It's a 10-second visit. They literally walk in, lay down on the table, left knee, right knee, you get up and you walk out. And there's no pain, nothing. They do it once a week for 3 weeks. Have her get the hyaluronic acid injections in concert with upping her dose of glucosamine and chondroitin. And based on weight, she probably needs to take 2 grams to 3 grams of glucosamine and chondroitin each day, not one capsule like they say in some of these bottles. That's why a lot of it doesn't work, because most people don't take the recommended dose that was studied scientifically. I believe if you were to take this approach, in a month or two, she would find some reduction in pain and a greater sense of fluidity in the knee, and it would probably stave off her having to have knee surgery probably for several years if she did that once a year. Kept taking the glucosamine and chondroitin and went for hyaluronic acid injections once a year. And as I recall, most insurance companies will pay for up to 2 batteries of hyaluronic acid injections per year for people who are candidates who have onset of arthritis in the knee. So that's what I would do with her, really.
All right, cool.
What else, Nick? Anything else you want to talk
about? Yeah, I do actually have another question for you. It's in regards to that Blue Ice cod liver oil.
I
know that you were talking about how the caps are a lot easier to take just because the oil is a little bit rough as far as, you know, the taste goes.
Well, that was actually Elisa said that. You got to know something about me. I eat anything. If it's stinky, it's even better. You know what I mean? So I drink my cod liver oil just straight out of the bottle. So, go ahead.
Okay, so basically what I wanted to know is, what are you doing to balance out your vitamin A and vitamin D levels? I know that many of us are kind of loading up on D based on all the research, so I'm sure that, you know, most of us probably have a slight imbalance there between the A and the D.
I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. I'm not taking my cod liver oil every day. I'm taking it actually like 2 to 3 times a week, but I'm taking a mega dose 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
I'm taking 3 tablespoons, which comes out to be, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's, 4, 8, 16, 2, 4, 6. I'm taking about 70,000 IUs of A, let's say every third day. And then I'm supplementing that with 6,000 IUs of additional D above and beyond what's in the cod liver oil every couple days.
Okay.
And it's not just like, I've come up with this scientific pattern that it's going to – it just has a lot more to do with the fact that I'm busy and I don't like to take my cod liver oil with food. I like to take it on an empty stomach because I digest it better. If I take it with food, I find that I burp it back up or it slows the food from digesting. So I like to take it by itself. And so just for convenience and lifestyle purposes and so on, I'm only taking it every couple, 3 days, but I am absolutely supplementing additional D so that I end up with that 10-to-1 ratio overall the course of the week. If I'm getting 70,000 or 80,000 IUs of A every third day, then I'm making sure that I get, 7 to 8,000 IUs of D to offset that above and beyond the D that's in the cod liver oil already.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing personally. Now, whether or not it's a logical approach, I don't know, but it's definitely more vitamin A than I was getting before we did the cod liver show because I wasn't taking any vitamin A before that.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I'm just curious because, I mean, I was doing about 10,000 IUs of vitamin D. I got my level, I think, between 70 and 80, which is roughly the sweet spot as far as getting all the effects. But then after I listened to the show on how some people are taking too much D, I thought, well, maybe I should take a look at vitamin A and just make sure that I'm not overdoing it there.
You know what? I have a real problem with this whole idea that A and D are toxic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't believe, like, we know that Paleolithic human beings would eat something for weeks if that's all they had access to, And,
right.
And we know that if Paleolithic human beings came apart, if they killed an animal, they ate that animal until there was nothing left on the carcass. Then they went and they started looking for something else. Because let's face it, you don't want to have to, it's not like us today where we have such an abundance of access to food where we can say, I'm going to eat a little of this today and put it in the fridge. I'm going to eat something else. No, it went bad. You had to eat it morning, noon, and night for as long as you could until it wasn't edible anymore or you didn't have any left. And then you moved on and looked for something else to eat. And based on that, you have to assume that Paleolithic human beings got mega doses of some of these A and D sources. We have to believe, first of all, that they were in higher abundance back in the day when there was a greater degree of purity in a pristine world. Surely we would have, I take a mega dose of A and a mega dose of D, let's say every third day, and I don't feel sick the next day. I don't feel like, oh man, something's wrong with me. I have a feeling that the body knows how to deal with these things and get rid of it or store it. And this whole idea that the liver is going, wait a minute. You're sending me too much vitamin A. I got to let go of vitamin D. For some reason, I just don't buy that. I I'm not a doctor. I'm not as educated as the people who write these studies, but I just don't buy it. I don't buy that. Oh, well, I do buy if all you took was vitamin A. Yes, your liver may get saturated with vitamin A and you may not have room to store vitamin D. But I believe that if you're getting vitamin A and vitamin D at the same time, the body takes what it needs and somehow gets rid of the rest. And that's it.
Right.
But then again, I believe that the body knows what it's doing and science says no. Science knows better than the body. So there you go.
Maybe the real message is that taking, supplements that actually work are toxic for the pharmaceutical company's profits.
Yeah, maybe you're right. That's absolutely right. Hey, Vince, Nick, do you have any other questions? I want to take a break. If you want to hang on, you can come through the break with me, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I just have one more quick question so I can hang on.
Okay, hang on through the break. We're going to take a quick commercial break. The phone number for the call-in, 1 hour call-in before we have Sean Phillips. And if you have a question you want me to ask Sean, call it in and I'll ask it. Is 502-690-2298. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You can see me coming from a mile off. Once again, ignite the skyline.
Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Open Phone Hour before we have Sean Phillips on the show. If you want to call in, it's 502-690-2298. If you get a voicemail, just call back. It means that we're still on the line with an existing caller. I have to get rid of this call waiting on this line. Obviously, it's a nuisance. But anyway, we've got questions coming from Nick Guggs. Before we get back to Nick, I just want to mention a couple things. First of all, opresource.net, opresource.net, opresource.net. You got it now? 25% off their already ridiculously low prices. $24 for a bottle of GHRP6. That's 5 milligrams. Save an additional 25% off. That's huge. Go to opresource.net. Use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, SUPERHUMAN25. Let them know you heard about them here. Okay, so we have a caller on the line, Nick Guggs. So, Nick, you have another question, you said?
Yeah, just one more. I know Superhuman Radio is devoted to human health and performance, but I was just curious, are you ever going to do a show on pet health? And the reason why I ask is I've been doing a lot of research as far as pet foods. I had a little puppy, and, you know, ever since he was younger, he was getting sick all the time. He had dry skin. He was always throwing up. So finally, I decided to look into his food, and I noticed that, you know, the first two ingredients were soy and corn. Now, I know with all the GMOs and our own food supplies that are contaminated, are already an issue. So I would almost be certain that even the pet food is probably worse. They probably even use cellulose in probably some of the pet foods and not even tell us. But I was pretty much wondering if there's any interest in you guys doing a show on, you know, pet food, pet health, and, you know, that connection with, you know, the animals getting sick from our own food supply.
Yeah, I actually, this has been a subject. We've received emails from other people asking us about supplements that we talk about on the show and if they're good for pets. You know, it is a subject that I will cover because we have pets. You know, I try to, as you know, I try not to be so monolithic to cover just, you know, stuff about training and nutrition. I try to cover things that we all are confronted with, you know, like shaving with the razor blade show I did. And yes, absolutely. So talking about pets is something that I'd be glad to do. And it's actually interesting that you say this. Elisa and I have, a favorite restaurant that we go to. And we usually go there for when we want to have breakfast late in the day. They serve breakfast all day long. It's a quaint little restaurant, great place. And we were eating there one day, and I don't know how we got onto the subject, but the girl that was waiting on us told us this story that you're talking about. She said that her dog was like really sick. I forget if he was having seizures or something like that. And they got him off of his dog food, and the seizures went away. And we were talking about nutrition. She said, and she was telling us a story about her dog. And she says, you know, we got him off the dog food and got him on, you know, I forget if they said that they're feeding him now, you know, ground beef or something. I forget what it was, but she says, you got him off of that brand of dog food. And I said to her, there's probably cornmeal in it. And it's GMO corn. And we already know, we had Howard Vlieger on the show years ago when I did the very first show on GMO called The Circle of Death, where I, number one, linked the largest companies in the world, Bayer, Syngenta, all these large pharmaceutical companies, including Monsanto, who are promoting these GMO products and the pesticides and all that sort of stuff. And then on the other end, profit from the drugs that get rid of IBS and GERD and all the diseases that they cause. And Howard Vlieger said, you know, when they fed their pigs GMO corn and GMO soy, they all developed stomach ulcerations, symptoms of IBS and GERD. Their frequency of litters and their litter numbers went down dramatically. And the pigs developed a myriad of symptoms that were very similar to a lot of the symptoms that we developed, the stress-related disorders and so on. And he said as soon as they took them off of GMO feeds and put them back on these more traditional, conventional seeds and so on that were not genetically modified, within 2 to 3 weeks, the ulcerations went away. Now, you say, how does he know that? Because when they process a pig and they eviscerate it, they were looking at the linings of the stomachs. And they said the redness in the lining of the stomach was going away. The sores that they had were starting to heal. You could see that they were healing. And then up the road, the longer they kept them on these legacy feeds as opposed to feeding them these GMO crops, the pigs' litter numbers and litter frequencies went up. The pigs became more robust. All this, the symptoms of GERD and IBS went away completely. And the pigs got healthy again. So you have to say to yourself, look, we already know that pigs are very similar to humans. That's why we use pig porcine thyroid to make Armour thyroid, because it's the same as human thyroid. And we know that pigs' digestive tract is very similar to ours. They use pig hearts to make the valves for replacement valves in heart surgeries. We know that pigs are just like us in some ways. So isn't it possible that if we eat GMO corn and GMO soy, we get sick too? Yes. And guess what? So do dogs, and so does everything that is exposed to these mutant foods. These are mutant foods. That's what they are. So, yeah, this is a good subject. There's no doubt about it, and I do believe. And, you know, there's companies. It's such a problem right now that there are companies popping up on the landscape now who are making foods for pets now that are basically the Paleolithic equivalent to pet food. They're using raw meats and then drying them, you know, desiccated meats, and they're using certain vegetables that are healthy for pets to eat, and they're making these raw food mixes for pets now
because people are starting to get the religion. They're going, wow, this stuff made me sick. It's probably making my dog sick. I love my dog. I want my dog to live longer. My dog needs to eat like I do.
Right.
So, yes, and we could do shows. If those of you want me to do shows on pet issues, email me at onair@superhumanradio.com your pet questions, and I'll find an expert to come on the show and talk all about these things, because obviously I don't have these the answers myself. I was just messaged by my executive producer to look at the questions on Facebook. So stick with me for a second here.
Okay.
Let's see here. I keep talking about unhealthy foods, but do nothing to support healthy food production and distribution on a large scale. What happened to the chat on SHR site? We don't have a chat coming up on SHR site yet. I'm actually talking to one of the largest forums in the industry about joining forces with Superhuman Radio so that I don't have to manage my own forum. Is the magnesium expert Caroline Dean? No, it's not. It's someone that Elisa and I met at the Arnold, and she is a wealth of information, and I want to have her on the show. Why was the such a secret pst about it about time? Why was this such a secret pst? It's about to, oh, a call-in show. I guess it's about time. That's Thomas R. Scott. Thomas, if you want to call in, man, we'll have time here in a minute. Let's see here. Kevin Wilson. Nick, my grandpa's dog was losing his hair and looking like death, and they started cooking chicken and rice for the dog, and now it regrew its hair and looks great again. That's funny, because I had a Hungarian Vizsla that I bought from a very expensive line of Vizslas, and when I bought the dog, the woman, Biba Norton, I'll never forget it, she would not let me take the dog home unless I signed a piece of paper that said I would feed the dog nothing but ground beef and cooked rice. And
wow.
I fed my dog Theron raw ground beef and cooked rice his entire life. And he lived to be 15 years old, and he was as spunky and agile at 15 as he was when I first bought him. And I hunted with him and everything. So that's really interesting. Troy Willoughby says, Carl, I wish I could call in today. My 9-year-old is awfully short for her age. What protocol would you use to optimize health and growth? I'm going to have to answer that one when we come out of the break. Nick, you got any other questions, brother?
No, that's all. I'll let everybody else get in there. I took up a lot of time.
Okay. The phone number is 502-690-2298 if you want to call in. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and we'll talk about Troy Willoughby's question in just a second. Stay tuned. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at Need
NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's OPResource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to OPResource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is Open Phone Hour before we have Sean Phillips on the show. I've talked about Quest protein bars over and over again, but I cannot tell you how much I love them. And if you haven't tried them, you can get 2 free bars by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the banner ad at the top of the page, and they will send you 2 free full-size bars. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Later in the show, Sean Phillips, but right now, open phones. We do have someone on the line. Go ahead, caller. Who's there?
Hey.
Hey, I know that voice.
How are you?
What are you doing calling in? Are you in the other room calling in? You're supposed to be working on Casual Friday.
I know, but I had a couple things I wanted to say, too.
Okay, well, that's fair. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, Nick was talking about the magnesium oil, and I just wanted to say, when I put it on my elbows, I have overuse injuries on my elbows, and that magnesium oil, evidently, according to the woman that we spoke to at the Arnold, helps to relieve the pain and relieve inflammation in the joints.
Okay. And that is what she said, absolutely. I believe that there's a different mechanism at work, but it definitely does cause the reduction in pain for you, didn't it?
It did, yes.
Yeah. And did you also notice the itchy skin that I got, or is that something that just I got?
Just a little bit, but not too badly.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in magnesium oil now. It took me a while to come around. When I first started hearing about it with Mike Mahler, I was like, you know, oh, come on. I'm taking, you know, 800 milligrams of magnesium a day. What's the oil going to do for me? And then I started to learn that magnesium is not easily absorbable as a supplement through the stomach.
And also the bath crystals. I took a bath in the bath crystals, and it was the magnesium chloride.
Okay.
And I really enjoy that, as well as the Epsom salts. It's good to do both, to bring the magnesium in and then to detox the body with the Epsom salts, as you said.
Yes, yes. And you feel different when you take those baths, do you?
I do, yes. Okay. Definitely.
Do you remember the conversation we had with that waitress who said her dog got really sick and they took the dog off of dog chow, you know, whatever the bagged food was, and the dog got better? The dog was having seizures or something?
Yes, he was having her corn. It was corn and soy in his dog food.
Yeah, there you go. It was corn and soy. I thought I misspoke, but once they took them off, and again, you and I knew what was going on. As soon as she said that, we were like, oh, GMO.
Right. There's a question on Facebook by Troy Willoughby. Did you want
to? Yeah, I want to answer that one. So let's do that, because you also have some knowledge of this as well. Mm-hmm. Troy Willoughby wrote, Carl, I wish I could call in today. My 9-year-old is awfully short for her age. What protocol would you use to optimize health and growth? Well, the first thing I would say is to see a doctor who can prescribe growth hormone. This is one of the few legitimate reasons that a doctor can prescribe growth hormone without worry of any type of attack from the DEA or FDA. Idiopathic short stature is the terminology used for this.
And growth hormone is really the only thing that you can use. And I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a lot of evidence that children who suffer from idiopathic short stature at a young age tend to have other maladies later on in life, including a higher rate of neurological diseases like Parkinson's disease. There could be a relationship between the lack of dopamine production, because dopamine stimulates growth hormone. There could be a relationship between the lack of dopamine production and the short stature that has not been studied enough to make the conclusion, but there is a higher rate of Parkinson's disease in individuals who suffered from idiopathic short stature at a young age than there is in the general population. So,
I had a friend that I used to work with, and she had a son that was experiencing the same issue. And she was trying to get the insurance company to pay for it, and she was having a really difficult time with that. But it was growth hormone that the doctor prescribed for her. But
yes.
She was having issues with the insurance company, so.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. And you know, there's another opportunity here, too. Idiopathic short stature is clearly a lack of production of growth hormone. There's no doubt about it. Why the child doesn't produce enough growth hormone, it remains to be understood and unlocked. But at this point in time, I personally believe that there's a relationship between dopaminergic neurons in the brain not producing enough dopamine and the lack of growth hormone at a young age. But clearly, you need to seek a doctor who is sympathetic to this and doesn't just write it off. I had a friend who was a dentist that lived in my neighborhood who had two children that suffered from idiopathic short stature. They were twins, a boy and a girl. And he refused to put them on growth hormone, and I think that's very irresponsible. Very, very irresponsible. That's as irresponsible to do to a child, because you will change that child's life if you put them on growth hormone today and get them into their normal percentile of growth height for their age. It's reckless and it's irresponsible of a parent not to put them on growth hormone, to say, oh, well, growth hormone is an anabolic steroid, or, you know, or, oh, we don't know what the downsides are. There are no downsides. That child would be producing raging amounts of growth hormone right now and growing, but for some reason they're not. There could be another issue at hand. Dr. Mark Gordon at Millennium Health Centers would be a good one to call at 818-990-1166, because he's very familiar with traumatic head injuries, pituitary function, and these types of disorders. But yes, growth hormone, absolutely. Wouldn't you agree, Elisa?
I would, yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a couple people on Facebook talking about, did Dr. Scott Connolly have a dog food called K9RX?
He may have. I'd have to ask him. I don't know that right off the top of my head, but he may have. But there's quite a few good companies out there right now. There was one that almost advertised on my show last year, or in 2009. And I want to say they're either in Washington State or Colorado. They're somewhere in the Northwest. And they make and they ship this stuff refrigerated. And you get on a plan, and they ship you 1 week's worth of food at a time, so it's fresh. And it's like, it's just dried meats and certain types of vegetables, and that's it. That's all it is. And I would imagine. But, you know, you don't have to be that sophisticated. What's wrong with just going to the butcher and buying scrap meat for your dog? The stuff that the average people won't eat, feed it to your dog.
According to Justin Pondelik, he did have, that was what his company was, K9RX.
Okay.
And then they were asking, Crooked, I am not, is the person that was asking if it was available still.
Yeah, I don't know. I could ask Dr. Connolly. We will be doing a BodyRx show later today at 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific. And perhaps before or after the show, I'll have a chance to ask Dr. Connolly if K9RX is still available. But again, don't make it harder than it needs to be. Go to your local butcher and say, you know what? I would like to start buying scrap meat from you to feed my pet. And just feed your dog raw meat. That's what they were designed to eat anyway. You think dogs foraged in the wilderness and found kibble? No. No, they found squirrels, you know? So don't ever yell at your dog when it's chasing a squirrel. It would be like yelling at me for speaking. You know, it's just natural for them to do that. So.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, I feed the birds, and the squirrels come to my yard to eat the bird seed. And since I have that squirrels in my yard. The dogs from the neighborhood like to come in and chase the squirrels.
Yeah, it's the food chain. That's you've got the food chain in your backyard.
Well, then I chase the dogs.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's what it is. Humans, and we chase all the animals. That's it. We're the highest on the food chain. So,
exactly.
Elisa, do we have a good show for Casual Friday tomorrow?
I'm so excited. We have so much to talk about tomorrow.
Right. Very good stuff. It's going to be a great show.
And
officially, it's going to be
officially a no-rant zone.
Right, a no-rant zone. Carl will not rant. Do you hear that, Professor Dr. Andro? It's officially a no-rant zone. I have been muzzled by the audience. There will be no ranting at all. Maybe just a little. Can I just rant just like a little tiny? No?
No, not on Casual Friday. It's not allowed.
Well, I will take my Prozac like a soldier tomorrow morning, and I'll be happy and numb when I come into the studio so that I will not rant.
Do you take Prozac?
No, but I will take it for the show so I don't get ranty. How's that sound?
Oh, okay. Just have a glass of wine.
Now you're talking. I really have embraced my Italian heritage in wine lately. I really have. A glass of wine with dinner is really magic for me.
Yeah, just one glass. That's all you need.
Yeah. Takes the edge off. It tastes great. And who cares if there's medicinal value to it or not? You know what? I mean, I'm not Michelle Obama. I'm not telling the world that I'm perfect. I'm just telling them what to do. That's all. Anyway. And on that note, we do need to build our audience, don't we, Elisa?
Yes, we do.
We need people to spread the word about the show. I kind of feel bad even asking. I feel like I'm self-serving. But the truth of the matter is, the guy who came in to do this video for a documentary for us, has been listening to the show for a very, very long time. And the truth of the matter is, when I listened to this guy talk to me, I was like, man, you know, it's true. We do spread. It's not about me. The show's not about me. And it's not about Elisa. Although, actually, it's more about Elisa than it is me when I'm looking at her. But anyway, I feel like as though the show is about the audience and the guests. And we just kind of make the connection. Would you agree with that?
I would, yes.
And we have some of the greatest guests in the world. And we have the best audience in the world. And we just need to grow the audience, because the more of us out there doing the things that we're doing, the less taxing it's going to be to our system, our Social Security system, our healthcare system, the world in general. Because if we're healthier, we're stronger. Right now, we're at the mercy of everybody else right now.
Yes.
It's getting scary. Anyway, Elisa, are you going to be listening in? I know that you're a big fan of the Phillips brothers. Isn't that true?
That is true, and I am going to listen in. I'm very much looking forward to your next interview.
Okay. In other words, it's time for me to stop talking?
Oh, Kevin Johnson said he was trying to call in with a couple questions.
Well, maybe I can drop you and have him call in, if he can call in really quick. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay. All right, so there you go, Elisa Profumo calling in. We're going to try to give Kevin Johnson a minute to call in, and then I have about 3 to 4 minutes to try to answer a question for him. Kevin, if you're listening, I know that this is on a one-minute delay. You'll be hearing this in just about 30 more seconds. 502-690-2298. Kevin Johnson, please try to call in. Anyway, this has been fun. I've never done a call-in show like this before where I had nothing to talk about but just the questions that people posed. And I think the show went really fast. The 1 hour went fast. And so, Kevin, hopefully you'll call in soon. Any of you using peptides out there? I know I am. That's another thing. You know, Troy, I don't know how, you know, if you get a good doctor and he says, I don't want to prescribe growth hormone, then GHRP6 may work. Okay, we have a caller. Is that you, Kevin?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing, man? Sorry we didn't get to meet at the Arnold, brother.
Oh, I know, man. I couldn't get up there. Me and my wife had some stuff to take care of.
So I hear you.
I was definitely bummed about it.
I only have a few minutes before Sean comes on. Tell me your questions.
I was wondering, based off of Lane's show, are you still training fasted?
Yes, I am. I have to say that I have instincts that work for me, and I get lean when I'm not weightlifting fasted. I do fasted cardio in the morning. That's it. But I eat before my training. No, I work out too hard to do that fasted.
Yeah, that's that'll leave you dead, no joke.
Yeah.
And my second question was, you know how Peter did the whole study with the fenugreek and the coconut oil and all that?
Yes.
I was wondering if he would see the same results if he did that pre-workout to see where his glucose levels would be if he tried any of that kind of experiment pre-workout to see, you know, just where his blood sugar would be post-workout.
Well, I would have to say that Peter listens to the show every day when he is in his car. driving to meet clients. By the way, Peter is working with some of the biggest names in Hollywood right now. I'm not allowed to say anything more than that, but he spends a lot of time in his car going back and forth between homes and working with clients who are preparing for top-level movies where they have to do action parts. And I know he listens to the show every day, so I'm sure he'll hear this. And maybe we can have him come on when we do the second epigenetics show and answer your question directly. How's that sound?
Yeah.
That would be the best,
be great.
Instead of me guessing on
that'd
what he's
going to say.
That'd
definitely be great.
And anything else before I have to break here?
No, you guys got to break here pretty soon. I know it's already coming up on one, so I definitely wanted to get that in and say hopefully next year I'll be able to see you and Elisa out there.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And keep spreading the word about the show. We really need to build our audience. We need to build the army. We need more truth about nutrition and exercise out there so that this nonsense stops, comes to an end once and for all.
Yeah, man. The average person just has absolutely no idea.
No, they're blind, you know? Man. They're blind.
And it's not their fault. They just, you know, grow up and, you know, just like I did, you know, you don't know what you don't know until you find out you didn't know it.
That's right. And you cured your own disease, so you're a good one to talk about this. Listen, Kevin, thanks so much for calling in, brother.
All right, man. Have a good show.
Okay, thanks. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Sean Phillips on the show. You're not going to want to miss this, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mensch, warum denn nicht? Jetzt hab ich dich von dem Laden über den Wagen bis in den Vorgarten rumgekriegt. Doch wir treten nur auf der Stelle, versteh doch, es geht unsere Existenz.
Free workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Wait, wait.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My audience is made of superhumans, and I'm proud of it. Rush has the ditto heads. Well, we have superhumans. You know what? My audience can kick the crap out of any other radio audience on the planet. How do you like that one? And we're smarter than the rest of them, too. Okay. We've been waiting to do this show for some time. I've wanted to have Sean Phillips on the show for a long time. He and his brother have contributed a lot more to nutrition and physical culture than probably any other 10 people. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Hey, Carl. It's great to be here finally. I really appreciate you getting me on.
Yeah, man. I've wanted you for a while, but I know you're busy. You're always flying and moving and shaking. So here we go. And you want to talk about something that I actually have an interest in talking about as well.
That's good.
You and I messaged back and forth on Facebook, and you came up with the title for the show called Estrogen Nation. I love it. I love it. So let's talk about this. What's going on with this country and its men?
Well, I think there's a lot going on. I mean, I think as a man in his 40s, as I am, you know, I'm an advocate for something. Well, I've been doing this for 25, 30 years. I'm a real advocate of the preservation and conservation of testosterone, you know, in this world. And I think that the environment, the culture, the lifestyle, the way culturally, society, we are promoting and endorsing and building an entire estrogen nation. I think it's all about estrogen. I mean, you know, I've seen it since I remember to look at it, that, you know, we have this, you know, socially, there's this fear of testosterone. It's become a subculture. If you are pro-testosterone, if you are pro-strength, you're like some kind of a freak that needs to be exercised.
Have you ever seen the movie Tom Horn with with Steve McQueen? I think it was Steve McQueen. Was it Tom Horn? Okay. The premise behind Tom Horn was it was at the turn of the century when civilization was coming around, when men started wearing top hats and walking with canes. But what they failed to realize was this was at the end of the rule of and fight between the white man and the Native American, and you know, so all the Native Americans were put on their what do they call them, on their reservations, and there was no need for the Indian hunter anymore. And Tom Horn was a plainsman who was used by the local governments to rid the area of all the desperados and all of the savages. But then once they were gone, they had to rid themselves of him. And it's almost like, you know, men today are embraced only if they are metrosexual types with, you know, a feminine side and sensitivity, and anything masculine today is shunned. Now, I happen to be lucky. I have a woman who's crazy about me because I'm masculine, but that's not been the case throughout most of my life. Most women like guys who are, you know, well, I mean, like you said, estrogenified.
Well, yeah, and I think there's something I do remember Tom Horn now as you mention it, but what, you know, I think what I'm hearing and what you're saying is that, and I truly believe that we have a cultural problem with aggression. I think aggression has been confused and flattened and compressed with hostility. And if you look at the origin of the word aggression, it is to move towards, as if goal seeking, where hostility is to move against. And we can't tell aggression from hostility. The minute a man stands up with any sort of expression of masculinity, everybody goes, oh man, that's too much, that's too much. You know, back it down. Oh, somebody get somebody in here to contain him, you know?
Yes, I agree 100%. And you know what the interesting thing is? Testosterone is blamed for that. But think about this for a second. Who really starts all the wars? It's these old fossils that are running countries whose testosterone levels have flipped with estrogen levels. Young guys whose testosterone levels are raging, they're not out there fighting wars. They're out there partying, having fun, and making love, because that's what you want to do when your testosterone levels are high. It's the old grumpy guys that are starting all the wars. There's an old saying, and maybe you've heard it, Sean. The most dangerous animal in the wilderness is an old one on its last days, because it's got nothing left to lose now. It'll kill and tear and do anything it wants. So
if you look at this, I mean, the amount of, you know, the instability that comes with a depression with a lower testosterone and more estrogen. I mean, there's depression, there's all sorts of behaviors that don't lead to focused productivity, you know?
Yes, I agree 100%. The male becomes less productive as testosterone levels drop because we lose our desire. We lose the reasons that we are compelled to do things. We lose the energy and the zest for life.
Yeah, so if we look at, now let's look at this thing called Mother Nature, which I think is adding and fueling this. If you look at what our world and environment is coming from, the BPAs, which are estrogen mimickers, to the estrogen that's been flooding our water systems, which is why girls are developing at age 12, to the fact that the environment itself loves to support an estrogen. I mean, where in your life does testosterone accidentally leak into you, except for unless you're a pro baseball player and you got it from a protein and you're the only one who did?
That's funny. I know that happened by accident. He didn't know what kind of cream he was rubbing on that guy. But anyway.
Yeah. They're all an accident. Every time I hear an athlete do that, oh, I don't know, I bought this stuff at the store. And I'm like, oh, come on. Can we come up with a better excuse? Can't you say your mom injected you with something? Something.
You know, I was on another radio show as a guest not too long ago, and the host asked me what message I wanted to carry. And I said, I want to talk about the dangers of soy. Because we talk about bisphenol A and we talk about phthalates and how they are anti-androgens and they're endocrine disruptors because they're estrogenic compounds. Yet, neonatal babies have their estrogen levels effectively raised 20,000 times by drinking soy formulas. And men and women eat soy-based products all day long without even realizing it. You know, even Taco Bell came out and said, well, it's not all beef. The part that's not beef is some special flavoring that includes soy. It's like everybody's got soy and everything. Well, guess what? The amount of endocrine disruption that occurs from the minuscule amounts of BPA is nothing compared to the endocrine disruption and feminization that men get from having soy jammed down their throat and the FDA telling us it's good. Who knows? Maybe the government wants us to be weak and mealy-mouthed, you know, pasty-looking guys, because you can just push us around them. We'll do whatever you want.
Well, and it's maybe true. I mean, really, but I'm so with you on the soy thing. I mean, I just saw the other day, was it a man who consumes 2 cups of soy a day is 50% lower sperm count? I mean, if you look at the Far East, I mean, you know, where we bring this whole myth of soy, it's a condiment. You know,
yes.
And it's been fermented, too, to remove most of the toxins.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, they are not, and not only has it been fermented, so it doesn't have any of these phytoestrogens in it, but more importantly, they don't feed babies soy formula in Asia. They don't. Now think about that next time you see your granddaughter put a bottle of soy formula in your grandson's mouth. The kid's going to end up growing up feminine. All right, look, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Sean Phillips. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula
formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, the show where our audience embraces testosterone and the women who love us for having it. My guest this hour is Sean Phillips. We're talking about the estrogen nation. This is a country that is really anti-testosterone. Testosterone is blamed for everything: crime, war, aggression, blah, 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 blah. But it has nothing to do with that. And those of us who know, who have been on high levels of testosterone, know we're more calm, more relaxed. There's no such thing as roid rage. You know what? There's more beer rage than there is roid rage. Guys who drink beer get stupid. If you're an idiot to begin with, you're going to be a bigger idiot on beer and anything else that you want to blame for your idiocy. Okay, so let's get back on track here, Sean. What do we do about this? How do we start spreading the word that testosterone is not to blame, and start pointing the finger at what it really is, and that is men with high estrogen levels tend to have greater mood swings and be more aggressive?
Well, and Carl, I think you made some great points there, which is the old roid rage argument and the fear. And I think there's got to be a cultural education model. You know, I mean, you really have to take it on like you're doing it right now, spreading the message, which is testosterone is not to be feared. True masculinity is not to be feared. This inferior psycho beer drinking, of course, beer is getting your estrogen levels higher. Body fat's getting your estrogen levels higher. All those things are promoting estrogen level. I mean, if you look at the crime in this country, the crime in the, you know, around in the U.S., what is it? They say 80% of people in the prison these days right now are addicts to something. So it's addiction. You know, it's not testosterone causing this. It's people out of control, you know?
I'm going to take it a step further, Sean. I don't think it's testosterone. I think it's men. I'm going to be honest with you. When you look at the family court system today, when you look at the way society views men, we've become chattel. I've said this before. Slavery is alive and well in the United States. It's just all men. You know, more of us are institutionalized. More of us are addicted to drugs and alcohol. I mean, men. More of us successfully commit suicide. Think about this. More women attempt suicide, but more men commit suicide. More men are on psychiatric drugs. More of us are institutionalized for drug abuse and alcohol abuse. I mean, it's men are an endangered group. And you know what the worst part is? No one cares, because if you listen to people like Joy Behar, you think that men were the devil. And that's how people look at us. And yes, testosterone is blamed for our manliness. And so if men are bad, and testosterone makes us men, then testosterone is bad. But it's got to change.
Well, Carl, I am so with you on this. I mean, first of all, let me ask you, is my phone setting?
Yes, your audio sounds great now. Fantastic. Yes, thank you for that.
Good, thanks. I mean, you are right in my corner right now, because, you know, I figured this stuff out when I turned 40. I said, you know, I said, you know, when a man gets to that, what used to be the second half of life, you know, which I just redefined it. I said, to hell with the second half of life. I said, I created a new thing called the middle third. I said, the first third's figuring out who to screw and how not to get screwed. The middle third's making hay, and the third third's giving back, right? So, you know, I just cut it down to the middle third. But when guys get to this thing, late 30s, early 40s, not only are their testosterone crashing due to lifestyle, I think largely lifestyle-induced stuff, but they're in this state of helpless depression. They don't have a vision. You know, when the gravity of your past is greater than the gravity of your future, you're in a world of hurt, man.
Yes, yes. Good point. And, you know, it's your outlook, too. Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a conundrum. I mean, they've got no this hope. You're right that they're trapped. I think men are disposable. I mean, that's part of the whole, I mean, what I am doing now, Carl, well, this is ironic that this comes up. My entire focus for the last 4 or 5 years has been men in the middle third, you know. I mean, I just think that they're nobody gives a damn. Nobody talks to them. Nobody helps them out. You know, I mean, you know, like performance nutrition again, back to a 20-year-old. I mean, what, me and 80,000 of my closest friends, right?
Right. And you know what's really funny? You know, I experienced this firsthand. In 2007, I began my hormone replacement therapy. And I've told this story on the show before, but I'm going to tell it again for any man out there who is finding himself in a place where life just doesn't seem to hold any real promise any longer, that you don't have the energy to court your significant other any longer, that you just want to sit on a sofa and stare at the wall because you feel like there's nothing else going on. When I started hormone replacement therapy in 2007, in 2 weeks of my first injection, I felt like someone turned the lights back on in my life. The analogy I've given to people is every single year, if you lived in a warehouse with 100 light bulbs in it, and every year just one bulb went out, just one, after 40 years, it would be dark in there, but you wouldn't notice it because you're just losing the light from one light bulb every year. Now, if somebody came in and put all those 40 bulbs back in one afternoon, you'd go, holy crap, is this how bright it used to be in here? This is what it felt like to feel this way? I forgot, because you only lose a little bit every year. And so men need to start looking at testosterone as the savior. I'm not saying that it's going to extend life, but let's put it this way. Whatever life you have, there'll be more life in it. You'll be able to live your life.
Get your life back. And I totally agree with that. I'm going to put one caveat in the middle of that, which is I believe that I'm a proponent of testosterone or hormone replacement therapy to the degree that, you know, my question for most men, you know, when they come at me with any kind of health and fitness thing, if they're past 30, age 35, if they come to me with high cholesterol or something else, my first question is, what's your T level? They know their C level, but they don't know their T level.
Right.
I mean, how many men in this country, 1% of men have any idea what their testosterone is? And then you go to your doctor and you ask them to test it and they think you're out of your freaking mind. They don't even, you know, 90% of doctors don't even know what a free testosterone level is.
Right. Right. And they don't want it to. And you know what the worst part is? When you go to a doctor and he tests your testosterone levels and it's quote unquote age adjusted and they go, oh, you're normal for your age. I'm normal for my age.
Yeah.
What is my testosterone level? Well, it's 540 nanograms a deciliter. And what is the range? Well, anything under 400 is hypogonadal and you should be between 400 and 1100. And I'm down at 540 and I'm okay. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
if that was your gas tank, would you say it's okay to take a long trip if you've only got a quarter of a tank? Are you joking?
Well, I love the age-adjusted thing. You know, it's like, you know, when, you know, you're 50 years old and they look at your blood work and they go, well, it's what you expect. You're supposed to be dying, right?
Yeah, right. You know? Yeah, right. You're supposed to be dying.
I mean, really, that's the way medicine works. Well, you're supposed to be dying. What, do you want to live? I'm confused.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm confused. I mean, if you go in with a growth hormone and testosterone levels at age, most guys have at age 50, and you were 20 years old, they'd rush you to ICU.
Yes, that's right. Well, you know what? I may have to take exception with that. Actually, most docs are blundering now. We have more men in their 20s and 30s that are presenting hypogonadism than ever before in recorded history. And it's because of some of the things we're talking about. It's because of the endocrine disrupting effects of some of the stuff in our food chain and also the chemicals that we're being exposed to. And a lot of doctors are looking at these guys going, you know, that's the way it is. I've had people reach out to me on the show
I'm 24 years old and I'm hypogonadal. What should I do? I'm 30 years old and I'm hypogonadal. What should I do? And your heart goes out to these guys because you don't want to tell them, I guess you got to get on testosterone therapy because the possibility of you finding an articulate, intelligent doctor sympathetic to your cause who's going to take the time to examine your HPT axis and try to determine where the malfunction is probably, it's probably easier. It's probably easier to, you know, to find the needle in a haystack. And so testosterone therapy is the only thing for these guys at 30 years old.
No, I totally agree with that. And I mean, I see it. That's back to the Mother Nature environmental things and all the conditions. And I think if you look at another component that you look at that I see all the time in men, you know, because I do a lot of stuff with executives, high-driven type A guys or the former type A guys. And what I see is something I call lifestyle-induced hormone suppression, which is really their life is set up for a complete failure of their hormonal systems. I mean,
How so? Give me examples of what you're seeing.
They're overstressed. They're not sleeping. They do nothing in way of high-intensity training. They do no significant strength training. They're deprived of sleep. Their sex life sucks, both because they don't engage and because they have no testosterone level. And their sugar and alcohol intakes are all over the place, and their insulin's jacked out of the roof. When your insulin's up, your testosterone's down, your growth hormone's in the tank, you know? You know, if you can't get control of your insulin levels, I mean, insulin being a master control hormone, if that thing's out of control like a roller coaster all day, what do you think your hormones are doing?
Never mind that. Insulin is at the root of all metabolic disorder today. High blood pressure, dyslipidemia, it all comes back to insulin and hyperinsulinemia / insulin resistance. You know, it's amazing, Sean, because I know that you probably feel the same way I do when I say this, but I get frustrated and want to pull my hair out when I hear the dialogue on the evening news about healthcare and the healthcare debacle. And then I hear these talking heads and so-called authorities weighing in on how to solve healthcare. When you and I both know we could change this whole country if we could just get them to exercise and eat a more Paleolithic-style diet, there would be no disease in a decade. There would be no disease at all in one decade. I mean, I just want to bang my head against the wall, and it's like, why aren't you people seeing that it's the what you and the food pyramid is getting worse? They want people to eat less fat and more starches. It's like, are you joking? Dr. Phil, Phil says it best, right? Dr. Phil says, how's that working for you? You know? How's that working for you?
It's making a whole career in a tagline, and the probably the most intelligent thing he says in between the other stuff.
Right.
It's funny you say that, though, because I just went off on a blog the other day about Joy Behar, you know, going off on her, this is the kind of practical advice that they want on popular culture media these days, which is, you know, how to use marinara on your potato when you're out at a steakhouse versus butter. And I'm like, oh, my God, let's get over it, really.
Yeah, the
really?
Butter.
Is that where we are?
Right. The butter's not the problem. It's the freaking potato.
Yeah, well, and the freaking lifestyle, really. I mean, honest to God, if you can't get the rest of your lifestyle together, you're trying to make it up on a Saturday evening when you're out for a date night? I mean, really, come on, you know? It's the 80 or 90%. I remember Sly Stallone, when I was training him years ago, said it. He goes, Sean, you know, I figured it out a long time ago. He goes, if I do everything right 80% of the time, 20% of the time I can eat chocolate cake and it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God, that's what I say. I talk about the 80-20 rule all the time. As long as I get it right 80% of the time, I can screw up 20% of the time. That's exactly what I believe as well. That's so funny.
Well, and people, you know, I'm out. When I'm out, if I'm out doing social stuff, which isn't every day by any stretch, but when I'm out, you know, I'm a steak, a dessert, a glass of wine guy. I don't freak out about it. I don't act like I'm a freak while I'm out there. People
right.
are like, how do you get away with this? I go, well, because I normally freely eat well most of the time. And so when I get back to the, you know, what I see a 40-year-old man suffering from, you know, I mean, sure they've got to get a load of their T. They got to look at their hormone levels. They got to get these things under control. But, you know, if a 40-year-old man has a completely disruptive, screwed-up lifestyle, and they're suffering from lifestyle-induced hormone suppression, and they don't get their lifestyle in order, then they're going to have triple the amount of testosterone supplemental with the, you know, every potential side effect and duration with that versus if they get their lifestyle in order. You got to get your life in order.
Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the steps that people can take, real practical advice on getting your lifestyle in order. We're talking today with Sean Phillips. Sean, give your website real quick.
Fullstrength.com and fullstrengthlife.com is my blog. It's where you
I
find
like that.
Me.
All right, fullstrength.com, and his blog is fullstrengthlife.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaheLer.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the one and only
dysfunctional DJ.
Stranded at the drive-in, branded a fool. What will they say?
Hit me!
What other radio show will you hear Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg singing to Grease? Only Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Sean Phillips. Sean, I got a message on Facebook during the break.
Yeah.
I was 27 years old and had a level of 271, testosterone level of 271, but apparently I was, quote-unquote, on the reference range. The doctor had said there was nothing they could do. Could you believe that? 27 years old and he's 271. He's hypogonadal.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it's really crazy. I mean, I have stories like that myself. I mean, I think about 3 or 4 years ago when I went in and had mine, you know, I'd fallen out of really having my T levels checked, you know, felt like I was not doing great, but I was surviving. And I've always had pretty chronically low levels, and I was like 360, and this doc was the same kind of thing. You know, well, I'm like, man, I got to find the right people. You just got to find the right people. You know, I think it's educating people on how to talk to doctors, how to give them symptomology, because they understand symptomology. They get it. You know, they only understand symptoms. And you got to find, you just have to find somebody else. I wish there was a master list of doctors who understood the difference, you know.
So what do people do, Sean? I'm sure that you give advice when you write some of these blogs, because nothing's more frustrating than pointing out a problem and not telling people what to do about it. What can a guy do? Look at me. When I got sick, I was 39 years old. I was running a business I hated. I was over 300 pounds. I was eating garbage food. I was living a terrible life. I was under stress. I was miserable. I was in a marriage that wasn't working. I mean, you just pile it on me. And I was sick. And my testosterone levels bottomed out. I was sick. What do you do?
Well, I mean, I think, unfortunately, it's the human condition so often that we have to get to a breaking point to make a change. And it's like, how do you make a change? How do you get aware? I mean, how do you create a brighter future? And I think that's part of what my focus is for men in the middle, which is how to wake up to a more brilliant future. What do you want to have happen? Where do you want to be? I look at a guy reaching that midlife point in life, and I say, there's at every point in your early 20s or 20s, you had this idea of who you were going to be someday. And that who you were going to be secretly, unknowingly starts to become a ball and chain behind you, because it starts to become who you could have been. And it starts weighting your ass down.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like these guys are stooped over dragging this weight around, which is their future that's now their past. And they haven't created a new future. There's no new future. They're still repeating the pattern that they adopted at age 22, trying to create a goal and vision of themselves that they never really clearly understood in the first place. So it's sitting down and redesigning your life intentionally. Your body is a representation of what's going on inside. I mean, really. And this being depressed, being, what is it you're looking forward to? What's the big, bright, brilliant thing you're looking forward to? I mean, that's what will compel somebody forward into creating a change like this. And I'll tell you another thing that I'm just you see these drives on when you get your driver's license, it's like, become an organ donor, right? All these public awareness pieces. Like, I want to go to every man and they should have a T-shirt on which has their T level. What's your T level? What's your free T and total T level? Because if you don't know, and your past, really you should know anyway, at least once a decade in your 20s and 30s, but past mid, late 30s, you got to know every year what's your T level. That's your check-in. You should, it's more, hell, a lot more important than your scale weight.
You know what's funny? It's something you just said. I have a feeling you and I have this in common. I love to observe, patterns in life. And I've come to realize that the men in my dad's generation, when I look at good friends of mine whose parents are aging and so on, the men and the women, when they get into that later group of life, fall into one or two categories. Either they're madly in love with each other still, or they're totally resentful of each other. And what I've learned is the ones that are resentful of each other get to the end of life with what you just said a moment ago about what could have been, what was, the frustration of not reaching your goals, your potentials, and feeling like you've run out of time, but more importantly, run out of drive. It's not time, right? Because we can all win the come from behind basketball game, but we don't have the emotional drive any longer when testosterone levels dip. And these older guys, they're sitting there in their chairs watching TV and ignoring their significant others because they're resentful of them. They're saying to themselves, I didn't become a pro basketball player because of you. And I didn't go to Fiji when I wanted to go to Fiji because of you. And they're blaming everybody else for the things that never, ever materialized in their lives. And women do the same thing, by the way. But you're right. It comes down to when you've lost hope that there's any time left given the amount of energy you have to do the things that you want to continue to do. Would you agree with that statement?
I totally agree with that. The burdensome, the taking it on, and not having, an exciting, brilliant future. And one of the things that I'm getting in this relationship piece, which is consistent with our topic about estrogenation and men preserving T levels, is, I think that without getting into this topic, I think that there's a whole midlife crisis around the women today, that they get, they get their T's and estrogen levels mixed up in their late 30s, early 40s, and then, you're seeing this whole rage at men, this whole problem with divorce, and it's not just the men messing things up. There's a whole dialogue around that. But there's another thing that goes on, is that when you're in an intimate relationship, when there's two people in one cave, and one, let's say the woman's T levels go up, and they take on the testosterone, by design of the human condition, the animal that the human is, the men's T levels go down. Because there can only be one dominant male in each group, right?
Interesting. Interesting.
So, I mean, there's a natural suppression because of the style. So failure to act on your drive and your masculinity actually is self-limiting of your own testosterone levels. So it's not just nature and nurture, it's actually design and style, moving towards. Hence the reason why intense strength training forces T levels to rise up, because you have to meet the demands that your body and your mind is asking of you.
You know, and my frustration is that combining all of that with this constant downward pressure on being a man, the things that make us men, society is now frowning on. It's a scary, scary time. It really, really is. And I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, if you or I outspokenly said negative things about women the way Joy Behar talks about men, we'd have every feminist group in the world coming down on us, saying that, you know, we're anti-woman and so on and so forth. Yet Joy Behar can go on national and international TV and talk horribly about men and jokingly that, you know, we're a bunch of idiots and so on and so forth. We don't have any men's groups. You know, women have made great strides in the past 50, 75 years from suffrage till now. And we've lost a lot. We've lost a lot as far as men go. It's time for men to start an organization that starts protecting men and our rights, because we're losing them every single day.
Well, and I'm with you 100% there. And I think it's not moving, you know, aggressively towards women. It's moving aggressively towards the promotion of men's life and men's masculine energy, wellness, and strength. I mean, really, that's, to me, that's why everything you see in what I do is all around the word strength. Strength for Life is my book, Full Strength is my product, Full Strength Life, Full Strength Man are both my websites, you know, because I believe in strength isn't just a physical condition. What do you got muscle for but strength? Strength's an inside-out thing, man, you know.
Right. And you know what? Not all women are afraid of strong men. That's another thing to understand. I mean, I'm fortunate to have a woman in my life who embraces my masculinity and my strength. She likes me because I'm strong. I'm not aggressive. I'm not mean. I don't take advantage because I'm strong. But she likes the idea that her man is strong. And I think that that's a wonderful thing. And that feeds me, makes me feel better about being a man, as opposed to being with a woman who doesn't want you to be strong, who makes you feel like you're an idiot because you're a man, and that would lower testosterone levels, I would imagine. You know,
well, yeah, and I mean, I think that you know, positive behavior, just as if with nutrition and training and everything else, positive behavior begets positive behavior, positive outcome. We're negative to negative spiral or a positive spiral. So if your masculinity, your strength is welcomed and embraced, and you get positive feedback for it, then you get stronger, right?
Yes.
You know, the strong get stronger, the weak get weaker. That's the model. That's the design of the whole system. You know, and back to the things, what can a guy do? I mean, first of all, it's almost a piece out of, you know, Bill's old book, Body for Life, which is, you know, take a real photo of where you are today, a snapshot of your life. What's working for you? You know, cut a piece of paper in two. And the column on the right side are the stuff that's working for me, and the left side stuff that's not working for me. Just get real about it.
But the problem is men are penalized when they make changes in their lives. If a man makes dramatic changes in his life, then he's faced with divorce. And if he's faced with divorce, he's faced with financial hobbling for years, even decades sometimes. Women can make changes a lot easier than men can make changes. A woman can make a change, and if things don't work out, she can get divorced. And quite often, the repercussions on her, unless she's the breadwinner in the relationship. The only exception to this rule is women who are the breadwinners. Women who earn more money than their husbands are treated like men, because it all comes down to the financial strength. But, you know, you can't make those changes so easily, willy-nilly, unless the other people who are in your universe, if you will, for lack of better terms, that we're all gravitationally tied to, are supportive of those changes. And a lot of times they're not, Sean. You know that a lot of women are intimidated if their men want to start getting fit, getting strong. They feel like as though they're going to be left behind, or, you know, what does this mean to me? Now I have to do it too. I don't want to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, every system is self-limiting, right?
We
make an unconscious agreement to find people that are at our same level. And God forbid anybody want to change and elevate their level or perception or grow. Because growth in this world is really looked down on. I mean, if you look at the mass media, mass culture, anybody who improves, changes, or is different is shunned. And that's hence the male disease. And I'm so with you on the divorce thing. I mean, you got to be able to afford to get divorced, right?
Right, right. And it's a big deal. You know what? We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about your products. I want to give you some airtime to plug your products and stuff, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, stay tuned. We're talking with Sean Phillips. We're going to be right back in just a moment. Finish up the interview.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Sean Phillips. So, Sean, tell me, what is the mission of your company? What kind of supplements and products do you produce?
Well, I've really got one flagship product right now, and that's my full-strength total nutrition shake. You know, I'm a believer in the nutrition shake as a convenient form of fast food, you know, and I see it more in the paradigm of food. As I've aged, it's become less of the protein shake and more of the integrated meal. You know,
what's unique about this aside from any other MRP that's out there?
You can talk a lot about the quality. I mean, I really put the stuff in it that makes it just off the charts high quality, from the quality of the proteins I use, the whey protein isolate, and the 3-chain there, and I've got a 3-chain carbohydrate release, and fiber, probiotics, prebiotics. I mean, I put all the materials in there, and then I put a lot in there to support man's, because it's designed for men. It's a men's nutrition shake, total men's nutrition shake. But I've had the thing researched, you know, at the University of Oklahoma. Dr. Stout did a huge study on it about a year and a half ago. And, I mean, I have the only research study ever done that has showed significant increases in lean muscle mass and reductions in body fat simultaneously with no caloric restriction whatsoever. And, I mean, when you look at that, what is it really doing? I mean, it's an insulin-balancing, insulin-stabilizing, energy-maintaining nutrition shake for men in the middle of life that really, I mean, sure, it's a great, great meal following a workout for a lot of guys, but what I really do is I start my day with it and use it to stabilize my energy and insulin levels all day long, you know?
Do you drink them with meals? Do you drink them instead of a meal, in other words?
It's a total meal. It's a 300-calorie, three-chain-release carbohydrate, you know, with the inulin, beta-glucan-rich oat fiber kind of as the heart and center, with a glycemic index below 40, and then the protein releases and the essential fats release over time. So, you know, if I look at the very best nutrition shake, not only the best tasting nutrition shake, but if I look at the best nutrition shake I ever used prior to having full strength, I mean, I get two and a half hours because I'm extremely hypoglycemic, so I'm so sensitive to blood sugar, you know. I get 4 hours out of a full-strength shake, and I mean, you know, hands down, the most stabilizing nutrition I've ever consumed in my life.
And where do people get it?
Fullstrength.com. I sell it only directly. Problem with making something as high-end, as premium as full-strength is, you know, by the time I got it through GNC, it'd be $8 a serving.
Yeah, right. And so you get into
the problem. Go ahead, what?
What does it cost? What is it? You sell it in boxes of what, a dozen packets or something like that, or...?
I'm 14. It's a 2-week supply. I mean, when you look at the performance nutrition market, it's pretty darn cheap. As a food, it's pretty cheap. It's about $3.80 a serving if you buy it direct from me, if you're a member, because I do 80-90% of my sales are membership sales. So I just basically put people on. They stay on a continuity, so they're one or two shake a day people. And, you know, I've had guys with me that have had, one nutrition shake a day for 4 years, and that's it, you know, and it's, once you get on full strength, nobody will ever try anything else again. I mean, not just the best tasting, but the best, most satiating shake ever. And the science behind it is as solid gold as there is any science on nutrition shakes.
So it's got how many grams of fat per serving?
I get six grams of fat. I basically built it on kind of an intel of performance. I call it performance balance profile. So it's 50% protein, 50% carbs, and essential fats. I kind of treat them as energy in this piece. And then, you know, between the fiber and the inulin in there, it's just satiating and sustaining. So I have about 4 grams of a fast-acting sugar, you know, a mono, which gets into the brain pretty fast, really serotonin to trigger your satiety. Then I've got 5 grams of a medium chain, and then the rest of it's all a slow-release carbohydrate, 3 forms of protein in there.
What proteins do you have?
I got 55% WPI microchilled whey isolate. Then I've got the highest quality WPC, and then 2 types of milk proteins caseins for a slow satiety on it. It's all about the time release of it all. I want to hit it fast. I want to get that buzz in my head. I want to get a high degree of focus. I don't want to be weighted down. I want to have that lasting satiety and nutrition I can use every day. And that's it's a daily nutrition shake. It's a daily meal, man. I get guys on this stuff who've never been on a shake before in their life, who are, you know, some are training, some are athletes, some are in their late 30s, early 40s. Life-changing, man. Life-changing.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, if I'm a big eater, if I'm a guy who's doing 5,000 calories a day because I train hard and I'm a big guy, I guess I could just tear 2 packets open and make it 600-calorie meal, right? No problem.
Yeah, I mean, you can. I mean, you can add a lot to it, too. I mean, I use mine I cycle a lot these days. My summer activity is heavy-duty road cycling, you know. And so, like, if I do it post-cycling, you know, I'll do it before cycling because it's great energy. But afterwards, you know, I'll use orange juice to add the carbs up a little bit or add a little bit of Vitargo or something. Well, I take a lot of Vitargo while I'm riding anyway.
Yeah.
So
that's the Anthony Almeida's product, right, Vitargo?
Yeah, Vitargo is mainly really looks like this. It really looks like the stuff for mainstream, man.
I'll tell you something. That's the only carbohydrate supplement that I could actually feel. Like, I would take that stuff.
Yeah.
And because I'm extremely hyperglycemic also. I tend to be a little hyperinsulinemic as well. And I remember one time I did, I want to say, a 40-gram dose of Vitargo. Mm-hmm. And my blood sugar rose so quickly. And then my insulin overtook it, and I got sleepy about a half hour later. I was like lethargic. I was like, oh my God. And so I talked to Anthony about it. He goes, yeah, some people can react to that way when they tend to be hyperinsulinemic. And he told me to take smaller aliquots, you know, just take 20 grams at a time. And sure enough, that's what I did. I started mixing it with my post-workout nutrition in smaller 20 gram and kind of eased into it, because that stuff is powerful. People don't realize how strong Vitargo really is as a carbohydrate supplement.
So. Well, and I think there's great power in that if you look at the real use of insulin. I mean, we've talked a lot about lifestyle here and the need to stabilize insulin and blood sugar levels and the power in that because of the freeing up of the hormones, the release of body fat. But we also know that insulin is the most powerful anabolic in your body. So if you use it wisely, if you use it pre-workout, I mean, we know the power of insulin because pro bodybuilders love it so much, you know?
Right, right, right. Absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, I mean, you get into that, but... So if you can use Vitargo in the right way, I mean, you know, for a pre-workout pump, it's unbelievable. But for me, like in cycling, you know, I'm burning 1,500 calories an hour, and I'm riding 3 to 4 hours up canyons. You know, I need to take in, I can't get enough sugar in my body. There's no way I can consume enough sugar.
Right, right. You know what's interesting? I sat in on an, I produced an interview for another group the other day. So I sat in with just my headset listening because I was producing the interview. It was between two scientists, and one of them just published a study that's going to be discussed today on Dr. Scott Connolly's RX Muscle Show. Interestingly enough, those of you listening to the show today, you're going to want to tune into the Body RX radio show this afternoon at 3:00 Eastern, because this concept that bodybuilders use that insulin is anabolic may actually be flawed. Actually, insulin may only be anabolic when you're a child, and after that, it's no longer anabolic. It is lipogenetic. It will create fat, but it may not create muscle. And that may be exclusively a paradigm that is selective by age. This is really interesting stuff. For those of you listening to the show today, want to tune in about an hour at the end of Superhuman Radio to listen to the Body RX show with Dr. Scott Connolly. So on this channel right here, the Superhuman channel. So there you go.
I can tell you about that would make sense about that, Carl, for me is I can tell you how different at age 40 or 45 my insulin tolerance or my relationship with blood sugar and insulin has changed so much. And I mean, I believe a guy, you know, more and more so in their life needs to get mastery over insulin. I mean, you master insulin, you master your hormones, you master your lifestyle. And that goes back to the thing we talked about before, which is, you know, you've got to get your mind right. You got to get yourself focused. And, you know, part of the freedom is in the rituals of eating right every single day so that you have maximum energy and clarity, mental clarity and energy.
Okay, sounds good. You know, in the first part of the show, we had a call-in show, and we had a listener call-in who knew you were going to be on the show this afternoon. His name was David Wilson. And David Wilson said that he would have been happy having a job cleaning the toilets at EAS back in the day just to be around you guys. So I thought that was a pretty profound compliment for someone to say. We're coming to the end of the interview, Sean. Go ahead and plug your website again.
Fullstrength.com, man. I give away free samples of Full Strength because I think everybody's got to try it once. And, you know, especially, you know, it's for men right now. I have a women's product I'm not out with right now. But, you know, I'm a big believer in lifestyle nutrition, and that's really it, performance lifestyle, you know. And Fullstrength.com, Fullstrengthlife.com is my blog, and I tend to rant on crazy things and just tell you the way it is, man, because I'm no BS kind of guy.
There you go. Sean, thanks so much for taking time to be on Superhuman Radio today, man.
Enjoyed it, Carl. Appreciate it, man. I always feel stronger when I listen to your show, man.
Hey, thank you. That's a very good compliment. Coming from you, that means a lot. Thank you very much. All right, so we will have I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Sean. Did you say something?
No, I'm just saying call me anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have you back on for sure. Absolutely, okay? All right, so that's it for today. We have Casual Friday tomorrow with my lovely and talented co-host, Elisa Profumo. She's been working on this show all week. It's going to be an exciting one, I can promise you that. So tune in then. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. Thanks to the listeners who called in today and made the show so exciting. We'll see you tomorrow.
Spit that out right now. This is